Hi guys, welcome to the 28th episode of Overcaffeinated. I'm super excited because I'm with one of my college friends, Jenna Stasha. Say hi.
Hi.
Is this your first time being on a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, Jenna, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here.
Okay, well, I'm Jenna. I went to Marquette. And I used to be a professional ballet dancer, and now I am a digital content creator, primarily YouTube, and I do like freelance social stuff too.
Yeah, she's cool on like, YouTube. Just she's what I binge at late at night. And so Jenna and I know each other because we went to school together. And we met through our sorority. We were in the same sorority, but Jenna and I always kind of got along because we do have like similar interests with all like the social media and content creating. Was your major wasn't advertising, was it?
No, I was actually physical therapy for the first 2 years.
I didn't know that. And
then I changed it to digital media.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing I regret. I wish I would have done like digital media as like a minor or maybe double majored. I just didn't really know what it was. Like, you know what I mean? But now that I've met so many people that have done it, I'm like, that is something I maybe should have dabbled in, but I've just taught myself everything I know. So
yeah, I definitely feel like I missed out on some of the ad and marketing classes.
Yeah, it's totally like a balance, and they don't really, you would think that they would advertise the certain classes more, but they don't, which stinks. So hopefully if there's any Marquette people listening, maybe I'll do an episode on that, like what good advertising classes to take and stuff, because like it is helpful because there's so many electives that like, I don't know if I would like it or not. And you just hear it from professors or like other kids. So
yeah.
All right. Well, I know literally nothing about YouTube besides the fact that I've been watching it for like ever. And I have like my couple people, from like a long time ago, like Lauren Elizabeth and Claudia Saluski, and they're best friends. And I've literally watched them since, well, cause Lauren Elizabeth went to like a neighboring high school of mine cause she went to St. Viter. Okay. So like once I figured that out, and then that Claudia, I think she like lives in like Oak Brook or something. I was like, or like her parents like did. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, they're like near me and like all this stuff. I just like became like so obsessed with them. I don't watch Claudia as much as I do Lauren, but like definitely like inspo, like even for like the podcasting, everything. But I just like, no matter how much I would love to be in front of a camera, which that's why I podcast, because it's just too much work. I just like want to pick your brain about all things YouTube because I know nothing. So first off, just like kind of talk about like how long you've been on YouTube and like maybe what like started all of this for you.
Yeah. So I have been making videos on my current channel for the last like year and a half. But I have been wanting to make videos my entire life. I was always that kid that like had their little digital camera with or everywhere, like eighth grade dances. I was taking photos and videos of everything and like editing it on my PC that hardly had an editing anything on.
Right.
It was just really terrible, but it never really clicked in my brain that, oh, I should like make videos and do photography as like an actual thing.
Right.
But I always did want to do like YouTube. I was a dancer. And so after class, I would go home and stuff, like hanging out with friends. I would just watch YouTube makeup tutorials and like do my makeup, take it off, do it again.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And
I feel like especially our age, that was like something that we did as like an activity. Like, you know, like I feel like now kids have TikTok, but like we had YouTube. You know?
Yeah. And it was like old school YouTube.
Yeah. Like Jenna Marbles old school, like watching like her stuff too. Like it's just so funny.
Yeah. And so then I would like make little makeup videos and never actually post it. Yeah. And then I finally bought a camera in college. And I was like freshman year of college, I bought a camera and I didn't end up uploading a video until like 2 years later, because originally I wanted to start making like a fitness channel.
Yeah.
Because that was what I was watching a lot of at that point. And it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
It wasn't the right timing.
Yeah.
So then I finally filmed, edited, and uploaded my first video in March of 2019.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
That's
like over a year. Yeah. I was like doing a little bit of stalking of all your videos, because I've definitely watched at least 75% of them, because I genuinely like enjoy them. I just want you to know but your videos that I like, there's two categories of videos that you specifically have a substantial amount of views on, and one of your like your first video has hella views for like for not being super well known, you know, and it's like the hair dye and like, oh my gosh, like I knew people like that stuff, but I didn't know there was such a market for figuring out what kind of hair dye. Like, do you want to like talk about that? And because you've elaborated that and almost made it like a series kind of like in a way, do you want to just like talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I've been super into dyeing my hair with like semi-permanent hair colors, like for years.
Yeah.
I think the first time I did it was like fourth grade or something.
I used to do that too. I had all pink underneath.
Yeah.
And I'll have to find photos like and show them to you. Yeah.
And I just haven't grown out of it. And
hey, it's fine.
I would always go on YouTube trying to find videos of people using these products to see what it actually turns out as, because it's like terrifying to put on your hair.
Well, yeah. And it's probably expensive too, to a degree. Like, it's not like a cheap hobby like to have.
And like, if you screw it up and having to go to the salon and be like, help me.
Exactly.
That's a couple hundred dollars right there.
Yeah.
And so I realized like, oh, I actually know a ton about this stuff. Why not just like make a video about it? Cause I could just talk about it nonstop.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't anything like it that was made at the time. So it was like the perfect little like market for it.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, why my first video, as embarrassing and horribly made it was, it did so well. And like, it's still one of my top videos to this day.
Yeah.
And then I made like a part two updated, like higher quality version recently. And that is just insane how much it like has blown up for being such a small creator.
See, I love that, because that's what they teach us in school about like marketing and everything. They're like, you have to find a niche, and like, that's how people are successful. And like, it's just cool to see that you found something that, one, you truly enjoy, because like, if you were just doing it because you found it, like, that would kind of suck, because you'd be like, oh, I'm still dyeing my hair for these people that I don't even know. But like, you genuinely like it, which like, I don't know. I just think that's definitely more rewarding for you. But also, which I don't know if there's a specific niche for this too. Like, I love watching haul videos, but specifically your Lululemon haul videos.
Yeah.
You do work for Lululemon, so like, it's not like it's you're spending all this money, but like, at the same time, for me, like, Lululemon's super expensive. I'm not always like gung-ho to like buy something right away, and I love that you try it on and show us like the sizing and how everything fits. And so, do you want to talk about how that has been another realm? Because like, they're similar in like fashion and beauty, but they're not the same at all at the same time. So maybe talk about like how you've balanced that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like a blessing and a curse being so into these two categories, because there is overlap, but there's not a ton of overlap. So like, the people who come to my channel for like Lululemon content also are into like fitness and things like that, but not really hair dye always. So my views, while they're both high in those two categories, they're from separate sources. So it has actually been a challenge trying to figure out what kind of content to keep making that's like sustainable and consistent.
Yeah.
That will kind of incorporate both of those audiences. And then I do, like you said, I work for Lululemon. So that also draws another, like, people want to know the behind the scenes and all of that.
Yeah.
Of what it goes into, like, working there. Oh, I was going to say something. What was I going to say?
Working for Lululemon and, like, behind the scenes, you said something. Like, I always see, like, TikToks or things of, like, Lululemon hack. And it's, like, a worker. I don't know if they work there or not. They probably don't. And it's, like, they're saying, if you say this and do this. And I'm, like, first of all, how do I remember that? Second of all, I can barely go up to the person and ask for help, let alone ask them for free things or a discount. Yeah. Like, you know? So it's just kind of funny.
Yeah. That's, like, a whole separate thing. But yeah. TikTok's influence has been wild.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, too, because I'd have access to all the Lulu stuff so easily, it makes it, like, really fun and easy. And that's, like, what I literally live in. I practically live at the store.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second. I thought of something before. I want to remember what. Okay, it'll hit me at, like, some random point. I'm so sorry. No,
that's totally fine. We can totally segue into that at a different time. But was there, like, a certain besides, like, that you know that these are, like, these two niche markets, was there, like, another turning point for you where, like, you began to see, like, major growth and all, like, and all of that? Like, I know I kind of was, like, with you at school while a lot of this was going on. So, like, I kind of know, but, like, to tell everyone, like, how that was and that experience.
Yeah. So I will say, because my first video consistently was doing really well, it was, like, a pretty steady growth. And so it was August after I posted my first video that I, like, uploaded every other day. And then for the rest of the year and pretty much consistently since, I am at least once, twice a week.
Yeah.
And I, like, never missed that, which I think helped a ton for pretty steadily growing. I made a couple of random videos though throughout that just, like, really did well. So I did one on Britney Spears.
Oh yeah.
She's, like, my childhood icon. And I made a video about, like, what was happening in her current situation. And I was one of the first videos to be posted about her and what was going on. And
I'm trying to find it on your thing right now. I'm, like, scrolling. Oh, but there was an update. There was one with updates, and then, or was that the original one, the update one, where it's like.
So there was, the Britney one?
Yeah.
There's two. So the first one did really well. It was, like, overnight, it got, like, 30,000 views.
Oh, shoot. Oh, here it is. I'm so dumb. Yeah, it has, like, almost, it has 49,000 views right now, which is literally insane. That's so awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And it was just, like, such a random video for my channel, but I saw an opening, and I love her. So it just made sense to make the video, and it was really fun to make. So then I saw a ton of growth from that. The thing with that type of video, though, is it's current events. So it's not going to continually, like, help my channel.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
It definitely gave me a bump. Let me think.
But, like, all the niche things that you've done, mm-hmm. What I personally like about them is that you are personally passionate about it. You're not doing it just because it's trendy. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you genuinely love Britney Spears, so you're like, I'm getting all the dirt on this. Like, it was a 22 minute video. That's not like, I have some extra time today, I'm gonna make, like, a quick little, like, no. And I know you take hours to edit and, like, you do the whole thing, so, like, I cannot only imagine how long that had to have taken, like, that whole process.
My editing dog's style barking. Is definitely not great time management. I'll fully admit to that. I spend way too much time editing.
But your stuff looks so good, though. Like, you have, first of all, your lighting is great. Like, you can hear you well and everything. But, like, your thumbnails and all that. But that also comes with your digital media background, too. So, like, you have talent in that. And you have, like, your aesthetic that you go for. And everything is very, like, branded. And I appreciate that, too.
It makes it look so much nicer. One big thing that I found is audio one is huge, and then lighting. Those can like make or break a video for people wanting to stay on.
I've noticed that even with TikToks, I don't make anything crazy, but like my first like one of my like TikToks that I made that like I noticed there was natural light coming in, I had zero makeup on. I was literally in a turtleneck with a t-shirt, and I was like, oh, wow. Like a random girl was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And I was like, thanks. Like there's not like, but I'm like, oh, maybe it's because they can see me and it like looks nice, you know. Mm-hmm. It makes such a big difference, and you execute that very well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like trying to find what works and also what the algorithm likes. Yeah. So YouTube specifically loves when people see your video and then click on it. So it's like the click-through rate.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. And then watch time. They're like all about watch time. And so the longer you can keep people in your video and watching it, you will get bumped up more in the algorithm. And so it'll only help you. So little things that are pretty simple is like lighting.
Yeah.
It helps.
No, for
sure.
And
it's really rewarding to like start seeing your numbers go up. It's like addicting almost.
But and also, I don't know how many videos you have, but what's nice now is you have like a good chunk of videos that you can actually go back, look at all the analytics and like genuinely see what worked and what didn't. And then as a creator, you can be like, oh, well, this video, I didn't have as much time to edit it, or I didn't have as much time to film it, and maybe that's why it came up short or what. Or, do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know. I think that's kind of nice to have like a portfolio, essentially. Like, you have a lot of videos. Like,
yeah.
Is it at least like 40 maybe?
About 100.
Oh my God. I was just like scrolling really fast, but I'm like, that's like a lot. That's, I commend you, because that's,
I will say, okay, so anytime I've tried to like hop on a trend that isn't specifically something I'm like super passionate about or like authentically me, it hasn't done as well, regardless of like the trend being really good.
Yeah.
And then let's see.
I think that's something important, like for anyone listening that's into all of this stuff, like even for me, like just because, like, for me personally, like, the Bachelorette recaps, like, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to try to keep it under, like, 15 minutes, like, short, sweet, to the point. And, like, I was kind of doing it for me, and then this season just kind of, like, stunk. And I was just like, it's not joke. Really anything. Well, it's like, it's if it's not something, just because it was a trend that I thought I would like to keep up with, like, sometimes it's just not worth it. And, like, you have to try before you know, because otherwise you will fall short, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not and like it's a waste of time,
you end up doing really well with the trend. Like I made a Lululemon TikTok video. So it was hopping on a trend, but also throwing in what like
you
I
know.
Do.
Yeah.
And that video did amazingly.
Yeah.
And then I tried to make a second part and that didn't do well. So
sometimes it's like, what isn't broke? Like, you know, like don't try to fix what isn't broke or whatever they say, you know?
Yeah. And then for things like vlogs, right now I'm at a point where I have like just under 3,000 subscribers, and people don't really care about what I do in my day-to-day life, which is totally understandable. Like I wouldn't really want to watch me sitting down. Like I don't do that much.
Right.
I don't know. But then I watch people like Kenzie Elizabeth or like Lauren Elizabeth, who make vlogs, and they're just, they don't do anything. And it's so entertaining. And I'm just so curious what their lives look like.
Yeah.
So it's like so many new channels that I see are like trying to become vlog channels. And that is super oversaturated.
Yeah.
And so hard to like captivate an audience when they don't have anything to go off of.
Yeah. Well, because even I've noticed on TikTok, there's like certain people that are like, vlog. And it's like, even the 60 seconds, I, like, can't sit through it. Like, our attention spans are getting smaller and smaller. And, like, so I kind of want to ask you about, like, your experience with TikTok and, like, how you've seen growth in that. Because, like, you've had, like, a bunch of videos that have done really well. And any tips and tricks with that? Because I'm just, like, trying to do it, like, on the, like, I just think it's fun. Like, to a degree, some of the things are just, like, entertaining and, like, funny for, like, my friends and I. But, like, as a creator, I just, I think it's because I also don't like being videotaped personally, which is why I podcast. But I would just like love to hear like your opinion on that and like if you think it's a sustainable thing, because I honestly don't know.
I think the possibility within TikTok is incredible. Like, everybody should get on there and start making videos because
you have nothing to lose.
You have no idea what will do well.
Yeah.
I have one of my first videos to like blow up on TikTok. I think it has like 600,000 views or something. It's like crazy. It's literally just like a drawing of my ex-boyfriend and me that like I was erasing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so stupid. There's no reason for that to like do that well.
Yeah.
And so little things like that, like, you can blow up so easily. One of my friends, he just, like, videos him talking to the mirror saying, like, don't let them bring you down. Like, little things are just, like, dumb little sayings. And, like, he's blowing up. It's crazy. Yeah. So I think, like, everyone needs to get on there.
And just do something.
But it's also a really hard space to be in. I struggle with TikTok a ton.
And why do you say that?
It almost feels like trying too hard sometimes.
Like you're trying to match people's like energy and vibes and all that.
Yeah. And the way TikTok trends happen too, it's like,
dude, if you're not on top of that, you're toast. Like,
exactly. And like, when you're scrolling through your For You page, it's the same song over and over again. Like,
dude, literally.
Like, yeah. And so I don't know. Like, I think I'm pretty funny in my real life, but I'm not like the stand-up comedy type. Like, I can't just think of a really funny video concept. Like Vine. I didn't even bother getting on Vine back in the day because that's not my sense of humor.
See, I had it. I didn't do anything. Like, I remember I made a video in like Victoria's Secret pink with like my friend because I thought I was cool. I don't know. That's like the only one I vividly remember actually making, but I only went on it to watch others. Like, you know.
Exactly. And like, even my For You page at this point, it's all like photography tips and like social media growth hacks.
Yeah.
Like all these things. It's not even like dance videos or comedy videos.
Right. Which like I just started, I just made a overcaffeinated TikTok account because I was like, you know, like, why not try it? Like, I might be able to get like new listeners, new people, because like, obviously like Instagram is great and all, but like once I reached that certain level of growth in a really short amount of time, it's hard to then keep going. So I'm like, I need something new to like inspire me. And like tonight, like I'm starting to make my merch because all my like supplies have like come in. So that's I think so I'm going to try to like TikTok me making my merch, which is like a little scary because I look like this. But at the same time, like I see all these like TikToks about like stuff like that where it's like, it's not necessarily I'm using like cute music or like trendy music. I'm like doing stuff that like people actually will find like helpful and like things like how-to videos, which like I never thought I would do, but like I find so much help through them. And that's how I feel like your YouTube videos are, is like someone being able to see how the hair dye works is just so helpful for someone that wants to do it. So like I feel like there's a lot of potential there.
Exactly. And like I always have to keep reminding myself that the little things I am used to that I think nothing of, like, I don't know, like a camera setting. Like, I don't think anything about it. And I forget that other people don't know how to do that.
Right.
So these simple, like, how-to videos, like, to you and me might be just, like, our everyday lives.
Right.
But to so many other people, it, like, is actually really helpful.
Yeah. And those cool photography videos that you make where you, like, layer stuff over your lens, like, also I envy you because you never have anyone taking photos of you and you do it yourself, and it's just like I just am the selfie queen. I just like put on that front camera, but like what if I have a cute outfit on?
Photography lately I've gotten really into it. Go check out my Instagram, Jenska, J-E-N-S-C-A, to see
it. I'll link it all. I'll link it all in the description.
Just a little plug. But before I would do like self-timer photography things, and it gets old. Majority of my Instagram forever has always been self-timer just because I'm picky about my camera. I don't know. And also, like, spending time alone, it's easier to just get the right shot when you're alone doing it. But it feels very repetitive when it's just you sitting and smiling at the camera. So yeah. I've been, actually, I do credit a lot of my creativity with photography now to TikTok. And trying new things and hacks. And they make the images so much more, like, visually interesting that you could take the same, like, I do the same three poses for the most part in all my photos. But, like, the lighting and the effects that I do with it are different. Like, Vaseline on your lens.
Yeah.
It's like, an old trick, but, like, it makes it so cool.
Yeah. And you just use, like, saran wrap, like plastic wrap, and just, like, put a rubber band and grease her up.
Yeah. Or, like, one of my favorites recently is, like, tinsel, like, for my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And then, like, shining my flashlight into it.
And, like, I love how, like, you should do a video with, like, I know you've done videos, like, on this, but, like, do it, like, a Dollar Tree, like, haul, and be, like, all the things you can do for a photo shoot at the Dollar, especially, I just went to the Dollar Tree yesterday to get, like, Christmas stuff, and they have, like, so much stuff that you could use. Like, I feel like that would be a really cool video to do.
Yeah. I have struggled with photography videos like that doing well on my channel in the past.
Or maybe even TikToks, like, short, like, and then it's, like, I don't know. I feel like when you hear, like, a store name, like, how it's, like, Lululemon or, like, a brand name, like, it might entice, like, random people, and just, like, how, like, the tags are. Like, if it's this Dollar Tree, you might be getting some, like, mommy blogger type people or whatever. But you never know. Like, you never know. They might be inspired for, like, something of their own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always see, like, Dollar Tree wedding things and, like,
ooh.
Yeah. Like, I always see, like, weird stuff like that. To craft and, like, DIY on your own. So, like, I don't know. I feel like that could be a cool new thing, you know? But
I know I would want to watch it.
Right. Like, I want to, maybe I'm just asking you to make it for me.
I find, like, pretty much with everything I make, I just make things that I personally would want to watch.
Yeah.
At least then when you're, like, editing it and uploading it, like, I rewatch all my stuff constantly.
You kind of have to, like, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's half of it. If you're not passionate enough about it, like, what's the point? You know what I mean? What's the point? But
YouTube, so
do you have, like, advice for people that want to start and, like, keep, like, you've been super consistent, like, what has been pushing you to stay so consistent? Because, like, even with me with podcasting, like, there's some months where I'm like, every week I have something, and then there's months where I'm just like, I have to tap out, I can't do this, and it's not even as intense as yours either. So I would love to hear some wisdom on how you stay consistent.
Yeah. Well, my first tip for, like, anyone wanting to start or, like, thinking about starting is literally just start, which is the most, like, cliche. Everyone says it, but, like, it took me 2 years to be able to actually post my first video. And I have, like, a nice camera that I, like, invested in.
Yeah.
And so it's, your first video is going to be so cringy. Your first everything is going to be terrible, but it will get better.
You don't practice and do it. Like, there's no...
Exactly. And then also, like, having no shame about it. Like, you're making the choice to put it online. Everyone will find out. And, like, it's better for you if they do, because then they'll, like, follow
you. Look at it. Yeah.
And I have had, like, one of my, like, best friends decided, like, she didn't want to be in my life anymore because she just, like, didn't understand YouTube and wasn't supportive of it.
Yeah.
And, like, it was terrible to go through, but... I've made so many more friends and, like, gotten to know people on such a closer level because I'm truly being me and, like, posting it online and being open about, like, what I'm passionate about. And it's, like, opened up so many doors. So it's really worth it. And, like, I mean, I used to go to frat parties and make everyone subscribe to my channel. So, like, the more people that know, like, you'll be able to get your numbers up.
Yeah. No, like, it's true. And, like, even with podcasting, like, in the same light, like, there's so many people that, like, either listen or, like, say they listen or, like, are aware of it that, like, I'd run into at a bar, like because I was abroad for most of like the beginning because I did it right at the end. It was like, it's a year on Saturday, which is like really like, I can't believe it's been a whole year, but they'll be like, oh my God, like, how is your podcast going? Like, that's so cool. And it's like, these are people I don't talk to. These are people I'm not like, not really in the same friend circle either. Like run like school friends or just like people I know through people. And I'm like, oh, like,
yeah.
Thanks. Like, you're the reason that why I want to keep doing it, because it's like, if you know about it and you think it's cool, like, what about the other people, you know, all these other people I might not even know that don't have the balls to tell me like, oh, this is cool, you know?
Yeah. I one time at Marquette, I was like walking my dog and someone said, hi, Jenna. And I've never met this person before. I later found out that like she was a roommate of someone who like was in our sorority.
Yeah.
And they watched my videos. I'm like,
and you're like, oh, hi.
Like, that's so crazy to think about how many people are actually watching it, but it's so cool.
Yeah. It's definitely not for everyone, but it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, not everyone will like it or get it.
Yeah.
But like, whatever, as long as you're happy doing it.
Yeah.
And then like, for consistency, you have to really love it and be like obsessed with it. Because I gave up like going out. I gave up like hanging out with friends. I like, my social life took a backseat to my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Unless it was to get content, being social.
Yeah.
And that was just like a choice I made, because ultimately like me staying in making a video made me happier than like going to some dumb party anyway, especially now with like,
honestly
that's not a thing anymore right now. Yeah. So choosing where you want to like make some sacrifices, like it will have to happen because there's just not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
And then I chose to have Mondays as my upload day, and most weeks honestly I'm not making it on Mondays anymore.
Yeah.
But still, choosing that was based off of my like school schedule.
Right.
And I knew that, oh, I had no Friday classes, so I could spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday filming and editing and whatever.
Yeah.
So just like figuring out a way to make it work with your schedule is really important.
Like implementing it into your life, not just like, oh, today I'm going to do this, you know?
Yeah. And like at any given point, I have a list of at least like 50 video ideas.
I love
just
that.
Constantly adding to it and editing it.
Well, and like that's even something I hit a roadblock with, was like, I don't know what else to talk about. I was talking about how I was selling things. I was talking about how I was organizing my life. I was talking about like all this random stuff. I'm like, does anyone even want to hear about this? You know? But like now I've like opened myself up to like all the other people that like to do cool, fun things that I do. And I'm like, oh my God, why don't I just talk to them? Like, because I love talking, but I can only talk for so long before it's just nothingness. So, like, it's fun to be able to, like, see all the stuff that you're doing, but then, like, in a different medium, too. Because people might see your videos, but not, like, get to hear this deep stuff, you know?
Yeah. I like, almost started a podcast at one point, and then, like, it didn't work out timing-wise.
Yeah.
But that was one thing that was super interesting, because I can only go so deep for so long in a video because people's attention spans just like, they're not there.
Yeah.
So it's like tailoring your content towards the platform. And like, it's, everyone loves long podcasts. It feels like now, like driving and just being at home and whatever.
Yeah. They just like the other day I went to the grocery store and was just like running errands, and I'm not normally someone to, like, have, like, I don't walk, like, I would never walk on campus with, like, headphones in. I just think it's, like, kind of weird because, like, what if you see someone? But where I was going, I knew I wouldn't see anyone. So I, like, put my headphones in, and I was listening to one of Lauren Elizabeth's podcasts, which I actually highly recommend. You would really like this episode. It was, she had this lady on talking about this, like, this book that the lady had written, but it's about, like, learning how to brag about yourself and, like, self-promotion and, like, within anything you do. And it was like really cool and like fun to listen to. So I can link that in this description too, because that's like a really important thing for any creator to have, like, because it was really eye-opening. Because a lot of people are like, yeah, subscribe to me, like, only if you want to. Like, only if you want to, then why are you even asking? Like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely, like, eye-opening. But, yeah, you can definitely get deeper on a podcast. But I feel like your creativity level is higher in, like, the visual aspect, where that's where I feel like YouTube is perfect for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is so fun and rewarding. And my brain, the way it works is, like, I remember all my memories as, like, a third-party perspective.
Yeah.
And sort of, like, cinematic. Like, I see them with, like, certain lighting and camera angles. It's, like, so weird that, like, that's just how I see my memory. And so, like, being able to create videos now, or, like, bringing to life the way I see my memories.
Yeah.
Sort of.
That's so cool, though.
And it's really fun.
Would you ever, like...
Just, it's always changing. So it's so, like, there's always something new.
Would you ever in the future, because, like, you think or, like, you visualize things that way, like, would you ever, like, want to get into, like, production of any sort, like, any of that type of thing, or no?
I keep going back and forth about, like, long-term career types of things.
Yeah.
And I more so am leaning towards production lately. But I don't really know right now. I'm just keeping options open.
Yeah.
And
especially with COVID, I feel like for stuff that we do, it's like important to keep your options open, because you never know like what the next opportunity is. Especially because you're moving soon, which is so exciting. You're moving from Chicago to LA. Like, when are you moving? Like, after the new year?
So, you're like, I don't have a day yet.
Okay.
It was Halloween weekend this year.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting around, like, obviously not doing anything. And it just sort of hit me, like, I'm sitting around waiting for my life to start.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that anymore. And I've been talking about moving to LA since I was 18.
Yeah.
And it feels right. And I love being alone. Like, I have no problem being alone.
Yeah.
So me moving across the country and, like, not knowing people, like, that's fine. I would rather be around nobody that I know, not being social, than be around people I know and, like, not being social.
I understand.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's terrifying. I really don't have too much planned yet. But
it's out in the universe. Like, it's happening. We just don't have, like, set things. And that's okay.
Yeah. And, like, I have been working, so I have savings.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, little things, like, figure out, like, a roommate situation, or getting my car out there. Like, am I driving? Things like that are, like, the biggest issues right now for me.
Yeah.
Everything else.
That would scare me to
very much feel like I'm just falling into place. Again.
That would, like, scare me to have a random roommate again. I don't know if I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have to at some point, but it's a little frightening.
Yeah, I don't totally know the route I'm going with that. I probably sound crazy. Like, I'm going to listen to this, like, 3 months down the road and be like, wow, you just, you had no idea what was going on. but... You know, I just think everything will work out. I'm really optimistic about it.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. And, like, I've never felt like Chicago was home.
Yeah.
So leaving, just, I think it's just an opportunity. And if it doesn't work, like, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, this is kind of, like, naive, but, like, it's just a new place. Like, it's not permanent. Like, nothing's permanent. No. It's not like you're... Like, you have, like, a job where you have to stay here forever. Like, either.
Exactly.
Like, you're very, like, and optimistic in that way, too.
So many jobs now are work from home.
Yeah.
And I'm also, like, in my relationships and my friendships, I'm very much, like, I will sacrifice me moving to be with this person or something like that.
Right.
So, like, I'm single. I, like, don't have a family yet.
Yeah.
My parents are really supportive of everything, and it just is a good time I feel like the moment I get into like a relationship in Chicago, it would be like, I wouldn't want to leave.
Yeah.
So.
And especially with COVID, it's like hard to date and do all that kind of stuff now too. So like, honestly, exactly. I feel like this is like a good transitioning period. I feel like this whole year and like everything has just been like a transitioning period for everyone, whether they admit it or not. So I don't know. I think this is a great thing for you. And this is like so exciting.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like what we do too. Like it's not only like podcasts, it's also like social media, it's photo and video.
Yeah.
Our skill sets like in this world can go towards so many different jobs and tasks.
Exactly.
So there really are so many opportunities, especially in a place like LA.
I was going to say, especially in LA, like not even, I feel like sometimes not even knowing people might be an opportunity in itself because you can meet people that have similar interests with you and like, who knows, you can make YouTube friends, you can make photography friends that like you do photo shoots with. Like there, I feel like even in that aspect, like because I feel like even with newer friends that I've made, especially through like podcasting and stuff, like it's because we have that commonality. Yeah, we've grown as friends separately, but like it all roots from something. It's like our hobbies. Like it's funny that like our work is also kind of like our hobbies, like stuff that we want to do for like our careers is like our hobbies now. I don't know, I just think that's kind of like interesting. Some people are like, you're up how late doing what? And it's like, I like it.
Yeah.
You know,
it does make it hard though sometimes trying to
have like a work-life balance.
Yes, exactly. And especially like working for other people. Like I spend 10 hours editing my own video. I don't know if I really want to be an editor.
Right.
Like doing another 10 hours in someone else's video.
Yeah.
Like I won't say no to an opportunity right now like that. Right. But it really does make me like question down the road, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, working for other people is definitely a struggle in itself. Like I'm doing a few different like freelancing things right now, plus an internship, plus I had school, but now that's over, and also doing this stuff. So like it definitely adds up and like definitely take it in certain doses, but yeah, but this was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on. You gave so much good insight that I didn't know, but that I've like
learned. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, yes. You can come on whenever you would like. Whenever you move to LA, we'll get a LA recap.
Yes.
A little check-in. We'll see how you're doing. But everyone, I'm going to link all of Jenna's accounts to her Instagram, YouTube. Do you want your TikTok on there as well?
Sure.
And the TikTok. Throw the TikTok in there. Why not? It'll all be linked in the description. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Thanks. Bye.